This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, December 17th. Well, cattle markets had a pretty decent day yesterday. We started out just a little bit weaker, but we managed to catch a bid and push higher and ended up with an outside day higher on both live cattle and feeder cattle. The feeders, the further deferred months, keep pushing into new highs, so they're clearly looking at a different set of fundamentals as you get into spring and into early summer. Live cattle, on the other hand, they've really struggled to get much momentum going in the front months anyway, but on the back months, a similar story. It just seems to be a lot more optimism as you get into late spring and early summer for the feeder cattle and the live cattle. I would presume part of that is the vaccine. We should be back on track. Economy should be recovered by then. All kinds of optimism why the market would have another push to the upside in that time frame. And we'll have worked through the bulk of our skewed numbers from the disrupted cattle placements. In the meantime, the cash market still continuing to erode this week. Looks like the Fed trade around 105, which is down 2 from last week, and it's down 5 from the last couple weeks, from a couple weeks ago. In the dress trade, 165 is down another 3 this week, and that would be down 8 from, or excuse me, down 7 from 2 weeks ago. The box beef values just continue their trek downward, down another 160 yesterday. We're sitting at 207, select down 11 cents at 192. The spread was down 149 at 1513, the movement 143 loads. Week to date, slaughter sitting at 357,000 head. It's 3,000 more than a week ago, but it's still 10,000 less than a year ago. So the box beef values have slipped about $34 just in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks on the choice, and we're down about $30 in the select over the last couple weeks. The feeder cattle index was down just 5 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 136.64. That really hasn't moved very much in the last several weeks. In fact, it's just kind of bouncing around back and forth in a pretty flat, stable type of price action. Export sales this morning, 14,600 tons. That's a pretty small number, and that follows the last few weeks of small numbers. So we're not getting much support from the export market. Japan took 3,800 tons. South Korea took 2,200. Canada took 1,700. Pork export sales at 84,000. That was huge. Mexico took 23,000 of that, China took 38,000, and Japan took 10,000. So pretty big chunks of pork export sales going to the top three buyers, but China's still in the market and taking a lot of pork this time around. So as we move forward, I would expect that the holidays will become very quiet, as they typically do. And then you're going to be looking at the packers getting ready for full kill weeks on starting in early January. And depending on how much business they get done this week and then early next week, will kind of set the tone. But they're going to want to get their purchasing done early next week and then, of course, the week after that. And that would prep them for the first full kill week of January. So I think that cash trade certainly on some weakness, and it appears that that's going to continue to be the case. Futures market trying to make a run to the upside, but just struggling to maintain the upward momentum. And I think that that's if nothing else, just a reflection of what the cash market is doing, what the box beef market is doing. We don't see huge domestic demand obviously showing up in the near term, or otherwise box beef would be performing better. So I would expect that the packers would try to slow down these kill rates to prop up the box beef prices. And that's heading into the next 2 weeks, that's not that hard to do. But they're going to have some product around them as we get into early January to fulfill some of their commitments. And I would think that, again, that's probably going to push them to get some cash trade done early in the weeks, and especially the last week of December, to prepare for that first kill week of January. I think moving forward, I don't see the cash trade really making a move either way. The box beef has not been able to support it, and so we're probably just going to continue to erode. Much of that will come out of the margins of the packers, which they had plenty of room to move, but obviously the feedlots are taking some of the hit as well with these lower prices. And I would expect we'll continue to see that, at least on the front month. As you get into January, that first quarter is when we expected to see the bulk of the skewed placements kind of bunched up and, hit the market primarily in February. Now we've been able to kind of pull some of these forward with good weather, better gains than typically get this time of year. And especially before the box beef started to fall apart, we were pulling cattle forward because of the strong demand. But that's not the case here over these last couple of weeks. So I would expect that we're probably going to start to see things slow down and back up a little bit in the feedlots. And that will continue to keep pressure on the market. And again, we're looking for February as kind of the crux of working through the big numbers. And as you get later into the winter and into the spring, we should have much more manageable market-ready numbers, and that should help support the cash market. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.